Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is called Kedoshim, and it covers Leviticus chapters 19 and 20. In chapter 19, we review some of the Ten Commandments, and it reminds us that our lives are to be characterized by holiness. In fact, God states, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." God speaks as the Holy One, HaKadosh. We think of the word holy as meaning to be set apart in a very sacred and completely unique way. So we say that God is set apart. He is holy, kadosh, in a word, incomparable. He is without peer, creator of all mankind, the earth, and everything in it, and the vast expanse of the universe. He is eternal and beyond time. In fact, he is the creator of time. And as we read earlier in Exodus, he calls himself, "I am who I am." The fact that he is holy also implies his absolute moral perfection, and this is why he stands opposed to sin. That is all that should matter to us, if it were only that simple. In chapter 19, Adonai reiterates that we should revere our father and mother, and that we should observe his law. We are forbidden to turn to or make any idols for ourselves, reminding us that he is the Lord our God. It is important that we remember to heed our parents' instruction and that we regard them with honor. We are not to malign them, but to cherish them. It doesn't say honor our mothers and fathers only when they treat us nice and are good to us. It simply tells us to honor them. This may not always be easy to do, but it is what God commands of us. Also in this chapter, Adonai commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We just read that this morning in the Shema. This one commandment encompasses so many others. If we will do this, we will actually fulfill many of his commandments. There is also a reminder that when we reap the harvest of our land, that we are to leave some for the poor, that they may eat also. It is a reminder to us that we should share what we have with others and be quick to help those who are in need, to be generous with our time, our talents, and our treasures. All of us, brothers and sisters, all of us. After all, everything that we have is a gift from God. Chapter 19 closes out with the Lord's command to observe all of his rules and statutes because he is the Lord, the creator of all things. Chapter 20 opens with a stern warning that we are not to imitate the horrific religious practices of the Canaanites who sacrificed their children to Moloch. Seems unconscionable. Those who followed Moloch believed that sacrificing their children would bring them financial prosperity. This reminds me of how today in our country we sacrifice our unborn children for our own convenience and deceive ourselves into thinking that there won't be a reckoning from God. Really. This chapter also tells us that those who turn to mediums and necromancers, those who communicate with the dead, are foolish and should be cut off from their people. Then chapter 20 outlines the punishment for sexual immorality. In the case of adultery, both the adulterer and the adulteress were to be put to death. The Lord declares homosexuality to be an abomination, and those who practice it were also deserving of death. This is a very heavy price to pay for indulging in prohibited sexual actions that the Lord detests. We should also remember that Yeshua told us that the sins we commit in our minds are just as bad as doing them in the flesh, and that is something that we should all think very seriously about. After Adonai outlines the punishments for Israel's sin, he reminds them that they will indeed inherit their land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Unfortunately, our people did not obey those laws, and for a time, we were exiled from our land. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 20, Rabbi Paul warns us that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. The sexually immoral, the idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, as well as the greedy, drunkards, and swindlers. But those who turn from these sins and transfer their loyalty and obedience to our Lord Yeshua the Messiah are cleansed, justified, sanctified in the sight of God. Amen for that. In Amos chapter 9, verses 7 through 15, this week's Haftarah reading, God Most High, El Elyon, reminded the Jewish people that he would eventually restore us to the land of Israel, saying, I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. We have seen that promise come to pass. The land has been restored to the Jewish people. A different generation, but not a different people. As the creator of all things, God has the prerogative to summon Israel to holiness. He made us his own possession when he separated us from the nations. This principle extends into the new covenant as well. In 1 Peter 1:13 through 16, Yeshua's followers are called to be holy in all our actions, just as Adonai, the one who is called, is holy. Brothers and sisters, we should remember that our actions have consequences, and some are very severe. So let us not take lightly what the Lord commands us. After all, he is the one that put the very breath in your lungs. He is the one who called us to do his will, not our own. So we must take Adonai's word seriously and be obedient. Who could be more worthy of our obedience and confidence than the Lord our God? We should ask him every day to give us the resolve and the strength to turn away from the things that displease him and to focus on those things that will bring him glory. If we do what pleases him, then the Lord will say to us on that day, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen.